Word of Life Broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries. Still to come on Word of Life with Prophet John Anoche.
If the Gentile church are not part of the tribes, they are not part of the kingdom. This is a very bold statement. If the Gentile church, the saint of God, whom emanated from the Gentile world, are not adopted into any tribe of the 12, they are not part of the kingdom. And that is the reason why all Gentile church, wherever you are, India, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Ghana, Africa, anywhere, you are a Jewish, a spiritual Jewish. It's in the way. That is what the Bible says. We call him Abba Father. Why? He adopted the Gentile church. So if you believe, you have become not just a physical Jewish, but a spiritual one. There are people praying. Prayer comes. Churches. They are losing their money, losing their resources, instead of them to go see God. God, what is the cause of this? And God will tell them that you have stopped doing this. Go and do it. They are praying. And when the more they are praying, the more they are losing the money. The more they are losing the favor. The more their things are being scattered because the devourer has set in. Unless you go back to what? Restitute what you were doing and you stopped. Then, devourer can also halt his activity. Haven't you seen it before? Yes, that is why. A lot of you, when you met me, I prayed for you and I saw what was happening. I said, don't worry. Come to do this. I did give you a direction and I petitioned God for you. And I told you to go do something that will bring mercy. And then he stopped. When he stopped, then you said, I stopped though. He went. He started doing the same thing again. Prophet. Now when he comes, he doesn't want to see you. He starts accusing you. You've been a prophet. I've been here for 3 months. He has not seen me. In fact, it's not in the Bible that when you come, the prophet has to see you. The Bible says we should gather together and teach you. Amen? So when I teach you, take it and do it. It's our work. Amen? But my luxury times, in my sober moment, when I'm reflecting, then I can see you. And maybe we'll have some kind of talk. That's all. And what if I see you and I tell you do this and you say, I will not do it. I can force you. Thank you, Jesus. There are some of you here. You want to prosper, not because you feel and it's inside of you that I want to prosper. Because I've seen a brother prosper. I also want to prosper. No. See a brother prosper. Sit down and convince yourself. I think I need the prosperity he's enjoying. Even more than that. Convince yourself. Then you embark on the journey. The moment you saw the brother want to prosper, I'm going to the prophet. Prophet, I want to prosper. I want to prosper like that brother. What do you want? Who you want? Like that brother. No, what do you want? Because your prosperity is different from his. What do you want? You may see his own and be encouraged. But not exactly what he wants. Is what you also want. Convince yourself of what you want. In that way you can go far. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus. So, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So that he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. He's talking to children of God, not the people of this world. So the devourer can destroy the fruit of the ground. Fruit. Your resource of your harvest. He will destroy the fruit. He doesn't want the seed. He will wait for you to work. And when the time of harvest comes, then he will destroy them. That's why so many people, after their marriage, glorious wedding, that's when the marriage was being destroyed. How can you sacrifice to marry and allow the devil to destroy it? Knowledge is the key. So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you. You have planted it and the thing has grown. The thing is refusing to yield results. You have done the company. The company is of age. It's been 5 years, 7 years. The company is refusing to receive contracts. The company is refusing to bear fruit. It's an error. We need to correct that. But before we correct that, let's check the word of God. What has been the fault? And do the word. Be a doer of the word. Lift up your hands. If you are a doer, declare, I'm a doer of the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And he says, when this happens, fear the Lord of hosts. All the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land. Fear the Lord of hosts. That particular message ended. When you go to the 13, he introduces another word. Another word. That word ended. And it ended in quotation. The voice of God ended. Because God will not speak to a prophet from morning to evening and he's still speaking. No, he will come and speak. Within the hours you are meditating and praying, he will speak for maybe 5 minutes and he's gone. But the word can be expanded. So that is the prophet who gave the message of that as a prophecy for the end of the after Jesus. Because he addressed Jesus' coming, the messenger of Jesus who prepared the way before Jesus, John the Baptist. And then he addressed the tithe that he wanted us to pay, not as the old people, because it's by faith. That is what Malachi chapter 1, 2, 3 is about. Even the fourth one is about prophecy of Elijah and what? The prophets to come. Check it, you will see it. The fourth chapter of the book of Malachi is not talking about their dispensation. It's talking about another dispensation. Elijah had come already in their time, but they were saying that Elijah will come again. Otherwise, Jesus said, I will come and bounce on the world and destroy. So Elijah must come and turn the heart of the fathers to the sons to the fathers. That one you believe. But the book of Malachi 3, especially from the verse number 8 to 12, that one, it is past its purpose. Do you know why? Because it involves you doing something, committing something. And you wouldn't want to do that. 10% is good for girlfriend. It will not be good for God. When he goes to funeral and he's doing a lot of somebody a big time. Or the 10,000 about Montpellier. Hey, yeah. Don't you know I gave this at the place? And yet in the house of God, he's fighting 10%. That God says, give the tenth of your income to the Levite. The people who work. The Levites are not priests. Oh. The Levites, let me tell you something. The Levites are the tribe from which priesthood was selected from. So the Levites were the ones who were, apportioned with the task of the service of the temple. So the Levites themselves, if you were not consecrated to serve in the temple of cleaning, washing, doing things, playing instruments and all that, you don't go there. So there were sections of the Levites who were selected according to the families of the Levites to work in the temple. And Aaron, who is also the son of a Levi, was chosen to produce the priesthood. So the priesthood was coming from only the family of Aaron. So Aaron's family was Eleazar and Itamar. There were other two who died. So they didn't continue on. So I will not bother myself going there. But for the purpose of knowledge, they were called Nadab and Abihu. So these two died. They offered a profane fire. They were the ones drinking alcohol and doing the same things that Eli's sons were doing. And that's the reason why they died. They were going their funerals and all that. The Bible recorded what they did. Read well, you will see it. So that is what it is. That was the Levite. Now somebody will say, okay, show me the Levite today and I'll pay my tithes. Okay, no problem. Your problem is that you are refusing to recognize that Jesus has become a high priest better than Aaron. And so Jesus being a high priest, the Bible says the priesthood being changed from the vertical order to Judah, Jesus Christ order. So now Jesus is the one as a high priest who qualifies his priest. So right now we have spiritual priesthood from Jesus. Of the tribe of Judah. No longer the tribe of what? Levi. But there's a prophecy in the Bible that says that. And I will purify the sons of Levi. And I will choose some for priests and some for what? Some for Levites. What it actually means is that some for kings and some for priests and some for Levites. The book of Isaiah, I think 66. Okay? Let's read on quickly. Shadabahaya. Let's go there quickly, Apostle. Read for me quickly. Shatalabaha. Clap your hands if you are imbibing knowledge. The verse number 21. Let's go there quickly.
Isaiah chapter 66 from verse 21.
Yes.
And I also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord.
I will also take some for priests and Levites, says the Lord. And he was talking about the Gentiles. Now read from the 18, you will see what I'm talking about. He was talking about the Gentile Christians.
For I know their works and their thoughts.
Yes.
It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues.
It shall be that I will gather all nations who are not chosen as Israelites. All nations and towns. Okay, I will gather them. Yes.
And they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them.
Okay.
And those among them who escape, I will send to the nations.
Okay. Those among them who escape, I will send among the nations. Yes.
To Tarshish and Pul and Lud, who now, draw the bow.
Tarshish and all that. These are all cities of Egypt. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
And Tubal and Javan.
Okay. Tubal and Javan, they are all the sons. Okay, you can trace their lineage. You know where they are dispersed. They are all Gentiles. Let's go ahead.
To the coastlands afar off,
yes.
Who have not heard my fame nor seen my glory.
Okay.
And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles.
So they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. The unbelievers. Okay, let's go. Because once they believe, they are my glory. And so they will declare to their brethren who have not believed. Then what will happen?
Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations.
Okay.
On horses and in chariots and in litters.
Yes.
On mules and on camels.
So when they come, the Gentiles must give a lot of offerings to God. Let's go ahead.
To my holy mountain, Jerusalem.
Yes.
Says the Lord.
Yes.
As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord.
So he's comparing us. The children of Israel are bringing offering in a clean vessel to God. So also you shall go to the whole nations and teach them and bring them as offering to me. So they will offer sacrifices unto me. One with their lips, two with their substance. Their body is a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, reasonable sacrifice unto them. Like the Levites, they were dedicated for the work of God. They were not doing any other work. It was illegal and unholy to go and do any other work. The ones who were consecrated for the work of the Lord. So you see, everything must have basis on which we do it. Otherwise, we don't know what we're doing. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Then read the 21 verse.
And I'll also take some of them for priests.
So I'll also take some of the Gentiles for priests and for Levites. They are not Levites. But the moment he takes them to serve in the house of God, they become spiritual Levites. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
This is the word. I don't just make pronouncements. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to, the prophetic word so that I can make people understand. The book of Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter number 7. Okay? To the verse number 17.
Now, beyond all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better.
Okay.
Here, mortal men receive tithes, but then...
Here on earth, mortal men receive tithes. Mortal men receive tithes. But tithes is received by the people who are beggars. Beggars are the ones who receive tithes.
No.
The needy are the ones who receive tithes.
No.
No. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Anybody who teaches you otherwise is fraud. Because they have a problem against pastors. That is why they will tell you, don't send it to them. They are angry about pastors. And you ask them critically, they don't know the reason. They've been sleeping with people's wife. Where is the evidence? Because somebody can call himself a pastor and may not be called by God. And there is nobody who says that I am the one that ordains qualified pastors. So the only pastors I've ordained are the ones who are qualified. Abba, he doesn't call the qualified. He calls and qualifies the called. He calls them, sanctify them, and qualify them. So they are not perfect people. Mistakes can come. But there are those who have not been sent. Read the Bible. They've crept into the church unnoticed. We didn't notice them. They came through the ranks, became usher, became member, became this, and then became a pastor. And in Samoni, Obeya Yamisika, and Manning in our DCWOM, and Conforim, and Conforma, and Conforma, and Conforma, and Conforma. That is, so such a person has crept in unnoticed. That's what the devil wants to do. So when we catch such a person, and it is shamed outside, it doesn't mean all the pastors are like that. And in any case, they can make mistakes. Let's read on, Apostle, the book of Hebrews. Read on. Thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 8. Yes. The immortal man received tithes, but there he received them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Verse 9. Even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
Yes.
Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood.
So the Levitical priesthood could not bring perfection. So why is God saying that I will make some to be Levite? Because it is only the Levites you know that priesthood came from there. So he's using that to make reference to the ones he will do, which do not have a name yet. He's hiding it. Secret. Now you understand the scriptures. Good. Let's go ahead, Apostle.
Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood,
yes,
for under it the people received the law,
yes,
what further need was there
so
that
under
another...
the Levitical priesthood, the people received the law. Now there's no law. There shouldn't be any Levitical priesthood. But if there are no Levitical priesthood, it doesn't mean they are no priesthood. They are priesthood, but it's not according to the Levite. It's not according to the Levite anymore. Let's read and see the change. Let's see the change.
What further need was there that another priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek?
So if the priesthood has been gone, now we are under grace. What further need should a priest arise? Not according to the order of Aaron, who represents the Levitical priesthood, but according to the order of Melchizedek. That's when he's going to introduce the one who is the high priest right now. Who is that?
What further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek?
Yes.
And not be called according to the order of Aaron?
Yeah.
For the priesthood being changed.
For the priesthood being changed.
Of necessity, there is also a change of the law.
This is English. The priesthood has been changed. Therefore, it is necessary that the law too is changed. So the priesthood was changed from Aaron to who? Please, let's see it.
For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to
so
another
the
tribe.
Priest is the one he is about to introduce. For he of whom these things are spoken about
belongs to another tribe.
He belongs to another tribe and not the Levitical tribe. Because Levi is a tribe. What tribe is that?
From which no man has officiated at the altar.
That tribe, nobody from that tribe ever officiated as a high priest at the altar. They could have visited the altar like David. But no one officiated like a high priest atoning for the sins of the people. Never. So that tribe was never mentioned that there will be priests there. Now let's see which tribe is that.
For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah.
It is evident that the one who is the priest now, the high priest now, he arose from Judah.
Of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood.
Now, of which tribe Moses spoke about everything that was going to happen. He never did speak about the tribe of Judah concerning priesthood. Go on.
And it is yet far more evident.
Uh-huh.
If in the
so
likeness,
it is yet far more evident that there is more daring evidence. Exceeding evidence. Now, apart from him choosing him from the tribe of Judah, of which Moses spoke nothing about. Now there's another evidence. What is that?
And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest.
So the priesthood that came, it is not in the order of Aaron from the Levitical priesthood. This is a priest from heaven that Jesus, who has been chosen as the high priest now, his rank is not like the one in the earth, which is Aaron, but his rank is that of the one from heaven who is called Melchizedek. So Jesus' priesthood is according to the order of Melchizedek. That means that priesthood has ascendancy, descendancy, ascendancy in heaven. He can ascend, descend. Which priest do you like? Aaron, who cannot ascend, but died and could not resurrect. But Jesus that died and resurrected. Ascended. That is the evidence we are talking about. I thought you understand. You will clap better than this one. Apostle, let's go ahead.
Who has come not according to the law of a fleshly commandment?
He didn't come according to the law. So if you are waiting to pay your tithe because of the law, then go back, reverse time, and go back to Aaron's era and his sons and pay tithe. For they have transferred the priesthood to Jesus. And the priesthood that was changed, God did not say radically that from today I've rejected you, Aaron. I've chosen Jesus. No. It was a transfer. God spoke about it in the time of Eli. But the transfer happened in the time, the priesthood transfer happened in the time of John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist's father was the high priest who had gone to give oblation, and Gabriel appeared to him and said, you shall give son, birth to a son, inspired by the Spirit. And when he comes, he shall prepare the way of the Lord. So John the Baptist is the one who was going to baptize Jesus and transfer the thing. So Jesus said, when Jesus went to John the Baptist and said, baptize me. John the Baptist says, are you coming to me? You are higher than me. How are you coming to me? You are the chosen one. You are the anointed one. He said to John the Baptist, it behoves us to fulfill all righteousness. So there's something God has spoken already. It must be fulfilled. If you don't make it fulfilled, you are cut off. Another will come. So John the Baptist had to what? Align to the word spoken in the time of Samuel. Somebody. We can go into it and see it. Usually it needs time, but we'll continue from there. So you see, if you are teaching these things, you must understand them. You don't know this, and yet you are teaching digest, not digest. You are joking. You don't know what you're saying. You don't even understand the priesthood, what it means. You didn't understand it. And John the Baptist fulfilled everything of the old covenant. In the old covenant, under the law, you needed to be 30 years before you were dedicated and consecrated as a priest. So John the Baptist waited until he was 30 years before he started ministry. Remember, he was older than Jesus 6 months. And Jesus, for him to also qualify, he had to wait for 30 years. But from Jesus received it and now commission priesthood, it is by the Spirit. It's no longer by the dictate of the law. So that 30 years mark is bogus. So you are teaching it today, you don't know revelation. Because now it's by the Spirit, it's not by the law. So somebody said, then the alcohol that he said, the priest should not take alcohol. Then today by the Spirit you can take alcohol. Do not be drunk with wine, wherein there is excess. The Spirit has acknowledged that I don't want wine. You want the Spirit. Only the Spirit. You see, the Spirit is from God. The wine, alcohol, is also the spirit of the world. Which one do you like? You can't take the two. So do not be drunk with wine, wherein there is excess. So today we have added alcohol to the communion wine. And then we are drinking it upon the altar because they don't know the scripture. And even if they know, they don't want to follow. So when you are going to buy certain communion wine, you don't have a note from a very high profile clergyhood. A note. They can't sell some of them to you because some of them contain highly infectious with alcohol. Apostle, finish from up to the 17th verse and then I can call it a day.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Who has come? Not according to the law of a fleshly commandment.
Yes.
But according to the power of an endless life.
So he was ordained according to the power of an endless life. So you can't measure him by the law. Except what the Spirit doesn't like. And then he will not do it. Now let's go ahead, Apostle.
For he testifies, you are a priest forever according to the order.
So there's a testimony about Jesus that you are a priest forever.
According to the order of Melchizedek.
According to the order of Melchizedek. Now, if you don't understand this dimension, you say, okay, God gave the priesthood to Aaron forever. That's what God said. But they did something. Says, God had said that I will give the priesthood to your fathers forever. But because of this you have done, I've cut it short. I will give it to another who shall live forever. You want us to go there for proofs? Go to the book of 1 Samuel. Let me read a bit of proof for you. Sometimes I don't want to get here now. They will come and change their mouth right now. Chapter 2. Start from the verse number 28.
1 Samuel 2, 28.
Yes.
Did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense?
So all the tribes of Israel, he chose the tribe of Aaron, Levi, and Aaron to offer the incense and burn all of that. But hear what God will say.
And to wear an ephod before me, and did I not give to the house of your father all
the responsibility of a priest is to burn incense upon the altar, offer sacrifices upon the altar, and then what? And wear the ephod,
yes,
the garment that is worn. Okay, let's go ahead, Apostle.
And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire?
So you see, the priests have authority to take some of the offerings of ministration as their own. So all first fruit comes to the Levite, but the best of the first fruit goes to the priest. Go ahead, Apostle. Shalabahaya.
Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I've commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me?
So Eli's sons, or Eli's sons, they were kicking against the offerings and sacrifices that today people are teaching against it. That's the crime. And God rejected them. The crime is that physically they were kicking against it. Today physically maybe you may not kick against it because somebody is giving in his church. But you are teaching against it. That was their crime. That's why the priesthood was changed. You read it. You see it.
And honor your sons.
And Eli knows the implication, yet he was not saying anything about them. He loved his sons so much. Somebody would have seen them, his sons, from coming to the place. But he still allowed his sons to go to the altar and spoil the place. Hear what they were doing. Hear some of the things they were doing.
And honor your sons more than me, to make yourselves part with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people.
Yeah.
Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says,
yes,
I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says,
but now the Lord says,
far be it from me.
Yes.
For those who honor me, I'll honor.
Okay.
And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
So our offerings and sacrifices are to the Lord as honor. And if you honor him, he honors you. If you don't honor him, no way. And the same person who you have not honored, you are going to pray to. Okay. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Read on so that people can understand this.
Behold, the yes. days are coming that I'll cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house.
Yes.
So that there will not be an old man in your house.
So what? The days are coming that I'll cut off. There will not be an old man who ordains priests anymore. Let's go ahead.
And you will see an enemy in my dwelling place.
Yes.
Despite all the good which God does for Israel.
Yes.
And there shall not be an old man in your house forever.
Yes.
But any of your men whom I do not cut off from my altar shall consume your eyes and grieve your heart.
Yes.
And all the descendants of your house shall die in the flower of their age.
Yes.
Now this shall be a sign to you that will come upon your two sons, yes. on Hophni and Phinehas.
Yes.
In one day they shall die, both of them.
Okay.
Then I'll raise up for myself
a faithful... Remember, there were two sons, Phinehas and what?
Hophni.
Okay, Hophni, yes.
Then I'll raise up for myself a faithful priest.
I'll raise up for myself a faithful priest. Now, there are two people in the Bible. There one person in the Bible talks about faithfulness. Who was faithful is on his household. Now, I am just giving it to you to go and ponder over. Let's go ahead, Apostle. Shalom, Bahaya.
Then I'll raise up for myself a faithful priest who yes. shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I'll build him a sure house.
And I'll build him a sure house.
And he shall walk before my anointed forever.
So that priest will walk before my anointed. So the only boss will be the anointed one. So that priest understands the altar activities. It's not that he's perfect, no. But he shall do the will of God. His mind, what God's mind says. That priest can get angry too. Sometimes he can lose it. 36.
And it shall come
he shall walk before my anointed forever. Forever. If you are a pastor, teach your children the way of the Lord. Your children can come and play on the altar. Say, oh, they are kids. They are kids. What am I born? They are kids. Altar, no share kids in the jungle. No. When they were small, I started talking to them that I'm a priest. I'm a man of God. I'm a prophet, your father. You do not mess up in the church. Right? So as kids, it entered into them. So I'm preaching here. They will not cry, I want to see my father. Oh. Train your children. The Bible didn't say that train them when they are adult. Train them when they are young. They are desecrating the altar. You are there. Oh, they are only kids. God will understand. He doesn't understand it. The reason why he doesn't understand is that you, the parents, must not allow that. If you don't have time, keep them off. Let's go ahead, Apostle. These are children who did this. Let's 36. Finish the 36.
And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left in your house will come and bow down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and say, please, put me in one of the priestly positions. That I may eat a piece of bread. Amen.
So that priest, by the authority of his father, the Lord, he shall ordain priest. Now go and pray about it. At this time, the anointed hadn't come, but it was spoken. God is in plan, oh, understand it. Can I show you the reason why that priest holds? Because when it comes to the altar, and when it comes to the things of the church, the tabernacle, there are rules and engagements. They are called precepts upon precept, line upon line. Go to the book of Malachi, chapter 4, the verse number. That's my last scripture here. Because I want to show you this one. And start from the verse number 4.
Remember the law of Moses, my servant.
Remember, he is talking about the law of Moses. Why did he say my servant? So it is, remember my servant. No, you shouldn't put any law of Moses there. Remember my servant Moses. Yes. Or remember Moses, my servant. Because he was talking about a person and not the statutes. Or not the thing he has done. So the Lord was not talking about the law. He was talking about the person. So remember Moses, my servant. That's the bone of contention here. Please, are you understanding this scripture? Okay, good. Because it's not like that. So remember Moses, my servant who brought the law. That is what. So it is about the Moses. This scripture is about Moses. So he's revealing a type. So let's go ahead. He says what?
Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel.
Yes.
With the statutes and judgments.
So, the one who is like Moses carries statutes and judgments. What is the meaning of that? Precepts, ordinances. He teaches them. Altar. The temple. The people. So that they can do it. And one measures the standards. So, if you are teaching and raising the people, there's one that will come and measure whether where they are brought into is enough measurable. So they work together. You have a vision. One was in the middle, cleansing them, and then we throw them, and then the other one will just be washing them with water and measuring them. I was sitting upon the earth and I saw someone take one person and took him to heaven and measured him against the altar. There was a scale he was using to measure him. Oh yeah, we know this. People thank God. When I'm done, next week I will allow you to ask questions. Because next week I'll go deeper into the prophetic. I show you the reason for the tenth. Then I'm done. The reason for the tenth part. Done. Then I'll talk about the blessing of prosperity. Do you want to hear that? Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus.
We trust you've enjoyed today's broadcast. For more information, visit www.johnanochiministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055, +233-26767-6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.